Hello, and welcome to another session of Stonecast, the podcast about the challenges and solutions of enterprise data management. Today's session deals with immutable WORM storage repositories. Our aim is to offer insight, tips, and budget-friendly solutions. I'm your host, Johnny, and joining me for the session is Brian, a production technician at Stonefly. Pleasure to have you with us, Brian.
Thanks for having me here, Johnny.
In this session, we'll be taking a deep dive into the advanced security feature on Stonefly's VMready DR365V appliance, known as Immutable WORM Storage Repository. So, Brian, what is WORM storage and what are its benefits?
Yeah, so WORM stands for Write Once, Read Many. So what that means is immutable WORM storage repositories are target storage volumes that can only be written once and read or accessed as many times as needed. So these target volumes are file level or NAS volumes that are widely used in the industry for storage and retention of confidential data by industries like healthcare, financial services, or legal and government departments. So the data is stored in these highly secure volumes that can neither be edited or deleted for a predetermined time period. So an example of this is that immutable WORM storage allows users to lock down their financial records so that unauthorized changes cannot be made for a set amount of time determined by the user.
Okay, so it's like data on lockdown. So what are the main benefits of such a feature?
Yeah, so one of the main benefits of WORM storage is that it allows enterprises to store and retain sensitive information in these target storage repositories without having to worry about data breach, unauthorized access, or data loss. So this idea of data on lockdown makes WORM storage perfect for the retention and storage of business mission-critical data that fall under federal compliance regulation standards of HIPAA, HITRUST, FedRAMP, FISMA, CGIS, and other regulatory agencies, as the process itself acts like an inherent integrity check.
I see. So what you're trying to tell me is that WORM storage repositories are essentially highly secure, uneditable target storage locations. Considering that the DR365V is a purpose-built backup and DR appliance, how are we able to take advantage of the WORM storage technology features?
Yeah, so as a feature in Stonefly's DR365V, the WORM storage repositories play an important role in backup data security. So you have backups of your VMs or NAS filers or database iSCSI volumes. So whatever mission critical application or service you have in your IT infrastructure, you can back them up with the DR365V. And with the WORM volumes, you can store them in a repository that retain them for as long as you need and make sure that your files are unedited.
So we're talking about no changes in the backup files. Would I be correct in assuming that this saves the backup data from virus and ransomware attacks and other threats like malicious deletion?
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually one of our major use cases for the WORM storage feature in the DR365V. So as you know, most viruses and ransomware attacks try first to encrypt your backup data so that you can't read it. The WORM storage repositories counteract this by not allowing anyone to delete, modify, overwrite your files in the WORM vault once it's been written. Therefore, no one can encrypt it and hold it for ransom. And besides that, a lot of our customers need cost-effective, secure, and compliant long-term data retention. And the Worm storage volumes can help with that.
Could you talk a little more about the other use cases for immutable Worm storage repositories?
Yeah, so Worm storage repositories not only help with security, compliance, and protection against cyber threats, it is also very suitable for cost-effective backup data archiving. So these repositories can be set up in cloud networks such as Azure Blob, AWS S3, Stonefly's private cloud, or any S3 compatible cloud. And not only is immutable Worm storage able to retain backup data for long periods, it is also able to increase ROIs and decrease TCOs when retaining these critical files for longer time spans, because we can provision them on a cost-effective storage platform. So we can provision the Worm repositories in an appliance. We can also provision it in the cloud. So public clouds are a popular choice when it comes to cost-effective data archiving. And we've actually done that before for a lot of clients in the past using the DR365V solution, and it saves them a lot of money. So this is relevant for highly secure backup data storage of medical records, financial information, video surveillance data, legal information, email servers, and the like.
Oh, okay, wait, so you're talking about Worm storage, Worm object storage, I mean, provisioning with a DR365V? Tell me more about that.
Well, we know that the DR365V has a built-in cloud connect, right? So the appliance has innate support for public clouds like Azure, AWS, Stonefly's private cloud, or any other S3 compatible cloud. So users can already put their backup data in the cloud. But with Worm object storage repositories, they can make these cloud object storage volumes immutable. So the data stored in there can stay there for as long as they want and cannot be edited until they allow it. This can be for months or it can be for years. And we've actually recently had a customer set up retention for 7 years in AWS.
Do we have the options for different requirements and industries when it comes to configuring these Worm object storage repositories?
Yeah, so we actually take pride in our ability to custom build solutions for the most challenging enterprise requirements. So the Worm object storage feature of the DR365V is no exception to that. So while we can come up with different options, we're seeing a lot of interest in two types of configurations. The first option is to create scale-out backup repositories with minimum local retention, long-term retention, and archiving on cloud Worm storage. So in this configuration, we can configure Veeam to automatically create two backup copies, one in the local backup repository and the other in the Cloud Worm backup repository. So after a user-defined time passes, the local backup copy is deleted, while the copy in the Worm object storage is retained for as long as the user needs. The second option is to create scale-out backup repositories with automated age-based sorting of backup data between local and cloud Worm storage. In this configuration, scale-out backup repositories are used with automated storage tiering. So the VM backup is created and stored on local backup repositories. Then, as per user-defined policies, the data is automatically transferred to immutable cloud storage repositories where it is retained for several months or years. And the best part of that is that all of this can be done using Veeam Console. So no add-ons, no third-party applications are needed. So this means that it's the same Veeam software that a broad range of experts in the industry are already familiar with.
Easy to use, flexible configuration options, advanced data security, and enhanced data integrity are just some of the benefits you can get with the Worm Storage feature on Stonefly's DR365V. If you're listening to this and you need a solution to protect mission-critical data with industry-compliant security, Veeam Ready DR365V is the best choice for your projects. Contact us for more information regarding demos or quotes. You can find our contact information in the description section. Our sales team is available 24/7, so we'll get back to you within 24 hours. And that is it for the session about immutable Worm storage repositories running on Stonefly's Veeam Ready DR365V appliance. We also wrote a blog about this, so please visit stonefly.com/blog to read all the details. Stay safe. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.